No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at Fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between.
Hey friends, we are so excited to share with you that The Happy Hour will be turning 10 in May, 10 years old. Can you believe it? So on Fridays of this month, we have a special surprise for you. We are going to be releasing episodes from the very first year of production when Jamie and her friends just came together and recorded themselves having conversations. Get ready to basically hear retro audio where Jamie and Amy sit down 10 years ago and talk about kids playing sports, teacher appreciation, Dolly Parton, funny girls trips, and even taking breaks from social media 10 years ago. Maybe you've been on this journey with us on the Happy Hour for the last 10 years, or you might be a new listener. Whichever one, we would love for you to celebrate with us by heading over to wherever you listen to your podcasts and giving the Happy Hour a rating and review. A nice birthday gift would be, of course, a 5-star rating. Doing this allows our podcasts and our shows and these stories that matter to spread to more people. The Happy Hour could not have existed for these last 10 years without these good friends being willing to step into new water and record their conversations with Jamie. And of course, it couldn't exist without listeners like you. So celebrate with us these next few weeks as we count down to our 10th birthday and enjoy this episode, the very first episode that ever aired on The Happy Hour with Jamie's good friend, Amy Gayhart.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. My name is Jamie Ivey and I am your host, and I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for caring. And this is just so fun for me. I've wanted to start a podcast for a really long time and have been putting off forever and ever. And finally, I've just decided I'm just going to do it. I'll get intro music later. I'll learn more later, but I'm just going to start. And so today I'm super excited. My guest is my longtime BFF, Amy Gayhart. She lives in Prosper, Texas with her husband, John, and her three kids, Mabry, Jack, and Slater. And we just had fun talking about vacations and books and sports and our kids playing tackle football and Dolly Parton and music and all kinds of stuff. And so thanks for joining us. I'd love it if you would check back and maybe subscribe to the podcast for more. I'll have different guests on each week. And hopefully this can just be some time that you can just sit back, relax, think about nothing. Just act like you were sitting around a table with Amy and I at a happy hour, enjoying your favorite drink or iced tea or coffee, whatever it is. I just want you to relax. Or maybe you're running. I listen to podcasts when I run. So if you're running, I hope that this gets you through your run and you enjoy it. Anyhow, thanks a lot. And here we go. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm recording my first podcast today, and you're my very first guest.
Woo-woo!
So I don't know what I'm doing, and in fact, what's funny is we just talked a few seconds ago, and I recorded it, and so I thought, well, I'm going to go in and see if I can pull this in a GarageBand, and I don't even know where it is. So we could potentially talk this whole time, and then no one ever hear it.
It's probably for the best, isn't it?
Well, there you go. What are you doing today?
Well, just running errands, and I'm frantically, I just realized tomorrow's the last day before of Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, no.
I'm not prepared. So
what are you going to do? Let me just tell y'all real quick. First of all, before we get going, I think it's rude that we didn't even introduce you or anything. So very first podcast, it's called The Happy Hour.
Woo-hoo.
Because who doesn't love a good happy hour? But my favorite thing about happy hour is hanging out with friends. So Amy is my friend today. But Amy, will you introduce yourself for everybody that's listening?
I am Amy Gayhart. Jamie and I have been friends for, gosh, we missed our 20-year anniversary, but...
Front row. Since ninth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah. I have to ask you to quit moving around with all that noise.
Sorry.
On the very first podcast.
Well, this is good, so you can see how much you've grown.
There you go. By podcast number 20, this will be. We'll have it down.
I'm trying to help you out, but whatever.
Okay, so we've been friends since ninth grade.
Yes, and I am a wife, a mother, philanthropist. I'm just kidding. That's a fancy word for volunteer.
You are, though.
Yeah.
And you're an artist.
Artist, sometimes. Photographer, sometimes.
Photographer.
Yeah.
You wear many hats.
I do. I can't juggle, though. Most people that wear many hats can juggle.
You know, I took a class in college. I was a kinesiology major, and one of the things that we had to do was learn how to juggle.
Mm-mm.
I never learned. Like, I kind of think that's ridiculous that they were grading us on whether we ended up juggling or not, and I never learned.
Well, first of all, you need to have some rhythm. And since you
to juggle, you need rhythm?
Well, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, one, two, one, two. I don't know.
Buckle my shoe.
There you go.
But yeah, you don't have much, so maybe you should kind of go with something else.
See, I never learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were talking about teacher appreciation, which I have a confession to make. I don't know when this will actually air, but this is the week of May 5th, which is Teacher Appreciation Week around here. And I volunteered to bring all the teacher stuff on Tuesday. Like, that was my day to bring them gifts, the class mom delegated days. We're recording this on Thursday, and I have yet to bring the teachers anything.
What? Whoa. Yeah. Well, I was grocery shopping yesterday, and I was like, oh, gosh, teacher appreciation. So I just grabbed some gift cards at the checkout line. And you know that's not like me. Like, usually I have it all planned out. And so I was like, I'm just going to have the kids write their teacher a sweet note and just put in a gift card and call it a day. And so I was making the cute cards today, and I couldn't do it. I got to come up with something else. I can't do it. I got to do more.
So you're giving them a gift card?
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, but it was in conjunction with something else. So that's why
I'm did the gift card tree.
Right. So that's why I'm like, holy moly, I'm just giving a gift card. What am I going to do? But I might just let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Don't hold back anymore.
Is that the word?
Let it go. Y'all don't watch that at your house, though, do you?
No.
Frozen?
But the boys have seen it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, Story knows every single word to every song.
Mm-mm. That's all I know. That's all I got.
Well, we're going to let it go. Okay, well, I'm going to have to get my act together and send something in with the kids tomorrow as well. So
I had to kick it into turbo gear because this is Slater's last day. He didn't go to school tomorrow.
Oh, preschool. That's right.
Slater's teacher just got a card and a gift card, but I might just do that all the way around.
You know what, though? If I was a teacher, I would love a gift card.
I know.
Where'd you get him a gift card to?
I did an iTunes gift card.
That'll work.
And so the little card says, "You rock."
Cute.
I know. It's not up to par.
That's cute, though. I'm very proud of you for letting it go.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know that you are going on vacation in a couple days. How many days?
7 to be exact.
7 days. You're getting away with your husband.
This time next week, I will be lying on the beach.
Where are y'all going?
Cancun. That's right.
Okay.
I found this new website. It's called luxurylink.com.
Say it one more time.
LuxuryLink.com.
LuxuryLink.com. Okay, I'm writing that down.
So it's like you can bid on vacation packages, right? So if you win the auction, then you submit dates, and the place either approves your dates or doesn't approve your dates. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Your credit card doesn't get charged unless they approve your dates.
It's like that hotel place online where you can put in what you're going to spend. But with this, the hotel thing, if you win, you got to do it.
Yes.
Okay. So this is, so that's what you did?
Yes. And we had a place, like a resort in Santa Fe picked out, and then they didn't accept our dates.
Santa Fe, New Mexico? Like,
yes.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, we just kind of had to go back to the drawing board. And then there was one for Mexico, and I was like, heck yeah. And it was a really good price. And it was adult only.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I was like, that's exactly what I need. Then we found out, some friends had us convinced for like a whole 10 minutes that it was a swingers club.
Is it?
I'll let you know next week.
Shut up.
I don't know if, from what I could, so then I Googled it like afterwards. And it's called Secrets. So
that is a secret.
But it says,
you're going to Secrets. That sounds shady, Amy.
It's the hotel no-tell. No, we don't care. Like, you can do whatever you want as long as there's food for John and there's plenty of alcohol for me and there's a swimming pool.
Like, and no children.
Yeah. Y'all do whatever you want to do. We're going to be in bed by 8 o'clock. Y'all go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
I was kidding with John. I said, there's only one night we can't sleep in the same room.
Shut up.
But we'll see. It's not. I promise it's not. But
here's the deal, though. If I accidentally ended up at a resort named Secrets,
yeah,
and I'm laying by the pool, and someone comes up to me and asks if I want to be a swinger with them, I would say no for sure. Oh, my gosh. But yeah. I would be a little excited that they thought I was worthy enough to join in their secrets.
Oh, gracious.
Here's the thing, though. If you see documentaries or things, it's never who you think it is.
No, absolutely not. But here's the so who's got time for that?
Nobody.
But that's a whole nother story. But what was I going to say? It just left me. Oh, so they can do whatever they want to do. Anyway, so I was going to Google it and try to figure out if, in fact, it was. Uh-huh. Go try to Google that and see what comes up.
Secrets. So John was like,
Yeah, John was like, get off of my company computer. He's going to get taken down.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, we'll let you know. We won't be checking in there on Facebook. Let's just say that, because what if it is?
You have to let me know.
Well, when I Googled it.
I just want a text that says this. I've been swung.
I just say Tarzan. I'm swinging.
Tarzan came for me. I said no.
Yeah. But so I did Google it, and they were like, there's another one called Passions. Now that one
is
a swing. Mm-hmm. But no, I have talked to other people since then, and they said this is absolutely not a swingers club.
If you were going to a swingers resort, would it say online, this is a swingers resort?
No. Like, keywords, adult only, which...
Oh, I like adult only.
I know.
We were at a resort one time, and it was adult only. It was a big resort. Like, you could have families there, but they had an adult only pool.
Right.
I'm laying out by the adult only pool, and a kid walks up, and it took all I had not for me to go find his mama and tell him you need to get your kid out of the adult only area.
No, you know it's not a day unless I've turned someone in.
Yeah.
Turned someone in.
I love my children at with the grandma, and I'm at the adult only pool. Don't let your kid come over here.
No, I don't. No. I'll turn you in because I don't want to hear whining.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to see a floaty. I don't want to be asked to adjust goggles.
Nope.
I don't want to deal with a swim diaper. All the things need to flee from me.
Oh my gosh. Erin and I are going to Mexico in a couple weeks as well.
Yep.
So we love Mexico. I told a girlfriend last night we were going to Mexico, and she asked if I was worried about getting kidnapped.
Oh gosh. But y'all don't stay at the resort places.
No, we're off the beaten path.
see, that might scare me a little bit.
What's worse, kidnapping or swingers?
Kidnappers.
No, we're doing kind of something like you did. We're doing Airbnb. We rented a house.
Right. Right.
It's like this small little resort where there's four little bungalows, and we have one of them.
It's still like resort owned.
Oh yeah, it's owned by people that rent these out all the time.
Yeah, that would.
And there's a pool, and we have a kitchen, and all we need, and we can walk across the street to the beach.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would worry me more than like when we go to a resort, we don't leave. I'm not going outside the gates.
Yeah, I mean we won't leave much either. We'll have, but we can walk to restaurants, you know, that type of thing. I picture us renting bikes, you know, and putting our books in the baskets and then going to get the local food and biking back.
What if they put down the spikes on the road where the tire go flat?
Mm-hmm. This is a Lifetime movie you're remembering.
You've seen Criminal Minds. You know what happens.
Oh, Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of TV, what are you watching these days?
You know, it's all reruns.
Golden Girls,
Will and Grace, and Frasier. Those are my three go-tos.
Which I never watched any of those.
So good. Anyway, yeah, it's just whatever I can catch. It's mainly Rangers right now. We watch Rangers at night.
She's speaking of baseball, if anyone's wondering.
Baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, baseball. No, I just stick to my usual. Survivor and SVU.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We watch SVU around here, too. We love it. We're actually watching American Idol this year, which I don't think that y'all are. You do The Voice, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not dead set on any of that, because I know that I'm not going to catch every episode, so...
It
kind of has all gotten the same to me.
Yeah, we DVR American Idol, and it's like our family thing. So we're like three episodes behind. By the time we watch it, they'll already be done with the tour and stuff. But my kids don't know. But we like made a bracket and everything. Like everyone picked who they thought was going to win. Oh, yeah, we're all in it. And you know one of the judges is Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
So it's not too bad to look at.
No. My husband John has been told he looks like Harry Connick Jr. a little bit.
Really? I'm going to have to put a picture up of John versus Harry.
But they also told him when he was in New York, someone mistook, is that a word? Mistook him?
Mistook, mistake? You were mistaken?
He was mistaken for Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Yeah. I was like,
Okay, that's funny.
John has been told he looks like a lot of people. Troy Aikman. And none of those three people look alike.
No, that's the truth. I could see Troy Aikman.
When we first started dating, I could see Harry Connick Jr. a lot.
And then what happened? He got older?
He kind of lost his hair. Love you.
Oh, John. We actually, speaking of vacations today, I texted you this already, but we went on vacation before with Amy and her husband, John. How many couples were on that trip?
I think there were eight.
There were like eight couples. Okay, so here's the deal. If you wanted to plan a cheap vacation, and that was the whole point, it was cheap. Mm-hmm. We went the year we brought our kids home, Amos and Story. We hadn't vacationed in a couple of years because we'd always travel to Haiti. So as soon as they came home, I thought, for the love, I need a vacation. And so they came home in January. We booked a trip. What was it, like November, October?
Was it?
I don't remember. We went on a cruise out of Galveston that went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. It was in November, I think.
And a cruise is a cheap vacation.
You know, Carnival hasn't been getting too good of reviews lately.
Well, they keep sinking.
Well, yeah.
And like losing AC and people pooping in the stuff.
That's a bad problem to have with a cruise ship.
Yeah. That's awful. But what I did was I just sent an email out to a bunch of friends. It's like, hey, here's the dates we're going. Here's the travel agent. If you want to go, go. And I think, what did you say, eight couples went?
I think there were eight couples, yeah.
And it was so fun.
Much fun. So much fun.
Ate dinner together every night, at least the ones that weren't thrown up.
Right. I think I would rather do that, like, at a resort place.
Instead of on a boat?
Yeah, I'm not really interested on going on another cruise.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Mm-mm.
But it was fun with a bunch of couples because we could do you could do your thing and then you could meet for dinner.
It was. But it was like the when we stopped, it was a lot of fun. But like on the actual ship, like it was kind of lame.
Yeah.
The pool was the size of my bathtub.
Yeah. And they didn't have an on. I mean, you can't have a pool on when you're in the ocean.
No. And it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe
there's
something.
Our vacation. Hey, I got to ask you this. Did you see Kevin Durant's acceptance speech for the MVP?
I did.
Did you cry?
Yes.
I boohooed through it.
It was sweet. It was sweet.
It was so nice.
Yeah. I love how he said, "You yelled at me from the stands."
Aww.
I was, oh, please let Jack say that about me someday. do some yelling from the stands.
But when he told his mom, if you don't know, Kevin Durant, he plays for Oklahoma City Thunder, and they're in the playoffs right now. We're talking basketball. But he won the NBA MVP, which is a huge deal. Basically, they're saying you're the best basketball player.
Well, and that he beat out LeBron James.
Beat out LeBron James, so huge, yes. But anyway, in his acceptance speech, he talked a lot about, like, growing up with nothing. And then when he thanked some of his teammates, I was like, man, I love this guy. And then he was talking about his mama, and she was a single mom with him and his brother, and it sounds like they kind of didn't have anything. And he looked at her, and he said, "You're the real MVP today." I said, oh.
And they all stood up and started clapping.
And she was crying, wiping her face.
She was doing an ugly cry.
It was
sweet.
It was so sweet.
But he said, like, his favorite moment ever was when they were in that apartment with no furniture, and they just hugged each other because they were so happy.
They said, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Their first apartment.
So sweet. It was cute.
Our kids don't even know.
They don't know. You just wait. All these practices, I'm hauling your tail to one day.
See,
but he's going to have to weigh more than 62 pounds at some point in order to, he's been stuck on 62 pounds for a good 3 years now.
Oh, Jack. Jack is Amy's second child, and he's in third grade.
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas. And the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas. Or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You guys, in January of 2024, I made a commitment to myself. I wanted to get stronger, which meant I needed to get in the gym, which means I needed to move my body in different ways. You guys know I love to walk. Well, it's spring, and spring is the best time for us to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, to tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. I love my Peloton. It accommodates to my schedule with a variety of class links to choose from. I can choose a 30-minute class. I can choose a 45-minute class. If you only have 5 minutes, there's literally a class to get you moving your body in 5 minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and every mood. There are classes if you want to hear country music, if you want to hear rock, if you want to go back to the 80s. If you can't run, take a walking class. Need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Here's what I love is that you can move at your own pace. And that is what I'm learning that my body needs right now. It needs to move at its own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take all the guesswork out of working out. You guys, we think about so many things during the day. Let's take the guesswork out. Let's jump right in and let's keep our fitness journey fresh every single day. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I personally love a good 45-minute hip-hop class. It gets me moving. It gets me excited. It's my favorite genre of music. Just ask my kids. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
So here's the difference between Amy and I that I want to talk with you about this as well, because we're alike in so many ways, but yet we have some things that we do differently in our families. Mm-hmm. One of them is that your family, y'all love sports.
Love it. Yep.
I mean, so you're John, Amy's husband, played college football. So that's like a big thing in their house. My youngest son, Deacon, is 8, and he begs me every single day to let him play tackle football in the fall. Mm-hmm. And what he always says is, Jack plays tackle football, and he's 8.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I'm not Jack's mom.
That's right.
So Jack's mom can do whatever she wants. But yeah. We've had a big discussion in our house about that.
Yeah. It's a hot button topic right now.
Okay, so y'all did it. Why?
Because John wanted him to. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't going to say no. I don't have a problem with it. I think if you find the right group of coaches that are going to coach properly and coach proper technique and for the love, buy proper equipment. Like, we spend, the most expensive thing we buy is a helmet. And I'll tell you that with our team, this little football team has been together since they were 5. And they're all 9.
Has he been playing tackle since he was 5?
No. He played flag in kindergarten and first grade. Mm-hmm. And tackle in second and third grade. So this will be their 5th season together, this team.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, we had more injuries in flag football than we did in tackle football.
What?
Mm-hmm. You think about it. Because in flag, like, it's supposed to not be a contact sport, right?
Right, but then they're doing it anyways.
You know it is. I mean, when you put any number of 9-year-old boys out on a field, they're going to hit each other at some point.
Uh-huh.
And I would rather them be protected and have helmets on and be taught the proper way to do it.
Yeah, that's what someone told us, is make sure they get good coaching. I mean, yes. Yeah. We hear both sides. And so I've got some people saying, no, they need to learn now, proper hitting. And then we got other friends, you know.
Yeah.
Even one of our friends that plays professional football say, no, just let them wait. Who cares? They're going to be fine.
Yeah. Our only, like, the only problem where we are, I could see that if you were like, okay, so if you're a professional athlete and you're saying, oh, just let them wait, whatever. Well, obviously, you were an outstanding football player, right?
Right.
To be able to make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. All these kids are not outstanding football players.
Yeah.
And, like, in our town where we are, we have a ton of kids that don't ever make the high school football team because there's so many kids for one high school.
Yeah.
You know, we're a town with one high school. And there's a big chance that they could love and love and love football and never make the high school team.
So you're saying let them play while they can.
Let them play where they can. And if you're not playing at this age, you're not getting better and you probably won't make the team anyway. Does that make sense?
It does. Someone told us that they're like, you can learn football. If you're an athlete coming into 7th grade, you can learn football.
Mm.
Which I can see that, because there's a lot of people, like the person I'm talking about, our friend Colt, he didn't start playing football until he was junior high, which he's an exception to the rule. He's obviously good enough to play professional football. But
also, times have changed since then, too. I mean, that was what...
Times have changed.
That is not a song. But times, I mean, everybody...
He's younger than us.
Yeah, but that's still over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When it was still like YMCA was the only option out there.
Right.
Or league.
That's true.
You know, now with all the kids playing competitive football, because we're on a competitive team.
Yeah, y'all are.
I guess you would call it a select football team. Football.
Mm-hmm.
But with a lot of the kids doing that now, then you may not have a chance to be that team later on. If you don't get that work in now.
Well, poor Deacon, he's going to be so disappointed.
Well, you tell him there's going to be a lot more stuff to be disappointed about in his life.
There you go.
He's got the same pants to get happy in.
If this is the worst as it gets, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, you got it made.
Oh.
Let him play tackle.
When?
In junior high?
I think we said junior high.
Yeah.
I think we originally said 12. What is that? That's junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caden's 10. He's in fourth grade.
Seven. Yeah, 12.
So fifth, sixth grade, seventh, going into seventh grade. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
He'll be fine.
Just pray they have good coaches.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, so when you go on your trip, I'm going to ask all my guests, what are you reading these days? Are you taking something new? Are you in the middle of something?
I am not. And when I go on vacation, I mean, I'm not reading anything right now. I mean, other than my Bible.
There you go.
I take something like mindless. I don't want to think. This sounds so ridiculous. Like, I don't want it to make me think. I don't want to have to worry about it. Like, I want Nicholas Sparks.
You love some Nicholas Sparks.
I want to know that they're going to fall in love at the end of the book. I need to know that before I start the book. I don't need to worry about disappointments. I want an easy read.
That cracks me up. Has anyone in Nicholas Sparks ever not got together?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was always a happy ending.
Well, most of the time.
Oh.
Most of the time. But I will, yeah, I need something that I know it's going to be la-la, happy ever after.
So do you know what you're going to take yet?
No, I haven't figured it out. I'll send you
some suggestions.
Mindless. I don't need...
I just finished a book called Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this woman who hiked the Pacific Crest Trail. Do you know what that is?
Hmm. It's a somewhere in the Pacific.
There you go. Ding, ding. It's a trail that goes from Mexico to Canada through California.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Washington, Oregon, all that.
Uh-huh.
It's just her journey. It was good.
Hmm.
It's not a beach read, though.
No. There are
beach reads. You should stick with Nicholas Sparks for that one.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a new one out.
Have you read all of them?
Yeah, all of them. Isn't that silly?
That is silly.
What I do?
I need a book to take on. I'm going out of town this weekend.
Where?
I'm going on a girls' trip.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yay!
Yeah, we invited you, but you didn't want to go.
That's not the situation. It's like I did not think I could get away 2 weekends in a row.
I hear ya. No, we're going to New Braunfels to float the river.
Yeah, I wish I could go. That's so fun.
It's so good.
That is so good. And you know I don't like to get together with a bunch of girls.
That's what my other friend Noelle was saying. She didn't want to go because she's like, I don't like girls. I don't like a bunch of girls.
I don't, and I don't like a big group. Like, I hate being in a big group. That's the introvert in me. Like, I can handle 2, maybe 3 people.
Yeah.
That's like, that kind of even gives me a little heartburn thinking about it.
Heartburn. Well, I was telling her, it's different, though, because you're all in your tube floating down the river. You're just relaxing. Like, last year, Megan slept through half of the river.
Yeah, but what happens when you, try to go eat?
You just go. That stresses
you? No. Yes.
A table for 15?
I'm breaking out in hives thinking of a table for 15, and it's going to... Oh.
It's going to take a long time. Splitting the tab.
Oh, see? Look, I'm all hot.
And then whoever has to use their card gets screwed and has to pay the most.
Yes. See, all of that combined. And then sleeping quarters. Because what do you know about me? What do I need?
A TV.
Yep.
This will stress you out. You know how we pick where we sleep?
Huh.
We, draw straws and stuff.
No.
So you could be sleeping with somebody or you could get your own bed.
I'll slip somebody a $20 bill that I can have my own bed with the TV. Because if I'm going to be on vacation, if this is my one chance to get away, it's not going to be in a sleeping bag on a cot.
See, I am a little stressed. I'm going to end up sleeping in a bed with somebody. I don't like sleeping with people. Unless it's a king bed.
So they won't play with your hair.
Uh-huh. If it's a king bed, it's fine.
Yes.
You throw me in a double, I don't like it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't want to touch anybody.
One time, remember that time we went out of town, one of our first trips? Amy and I try to get away once a year. And we went to our friend Deidre's house in Kentucky. She has a horse farm. And what were there, 3 bedrooms?
I think so. 3 or 4.
Yeah, 3 or 4 bedrooms. And our husbands made so much fun of us because we slept in the same room in the same bed.
Yeah.
And they could not even wrap their mind around that.
And we told them, look, if I have something funny to say at 11:30, I don't want to get up, stub my toe, walking down the hall.
Uh-uh. Well, yeah, it's just weird. We just say it right there, roll back over, and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
so funny.
Mm-hmm. So funny. I don't have heart for that.
Hey, you like Dolly Parton, don't you?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay, I'm gonna have this Dolly Parton quiz for you. Okay, it's gonna tell you what song you are of Dolly Parton. Are you ready?
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm going to try to guess beforehand.
All right. What is your go-to accessory for a fancy night out? Is it, I never go anywhere fancy, the more bling the better, my credit card, my cowboy boots, red lipstick, or a strand of pearls?
Goodness.
I know.
I'll say, I never go anywhere fancy.
Okay. Here we go. Favorite TV show, Nashville, Scandal, The Bachelor, Brady Bunch, Jillian and Bill, or Mindy Project?
Scandal.
Yeah, look at you. You only seen one season.
So? I don't like any of that other stuff.
If you found $100, how would you spend it? Happy hour, date night, save it, one-way ticket to anywhere, new hairstyle or makeover, or subscribing to a dating website?
Happy hour.
Happy hour. How would you react if your boss tried to hit on you? Quit and move on? Slap him so fast he won't know what hit him? Try it out and see where it goes. Go straight to human resources. Tell my husband about it or avoid him at all costs.
Tell my husband about it.
Me too. That's what I said. All right. How do you spend your Sunday morning? Going to church, breakfast in bed, doing laundry, reading a romance novel, internet stalk, or brunch?
Going to church.
Favorite celebrity couple? Okay, they don't have their names on here. So uh-oh. The first one is that the people with all those kids, 19 kids and counting.
Oh, no.
The next one is Tim and Faith.
Mm.
The next couple is the Facebook guy, Mark
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, and his wife.
Okay.
The next one is J-Lo and Mark Anthony, which they're divorced now.
Uh-huh.
President Barack Obama and Michelle, and then Taylor Swift and whoever she's with.
Tim and Faith.
That's what I picked.
We're going to have this.
What is your dream career? Celebrity stylist, actress, marriage counselor, preschool teacher, wedding planner, or entrepreneur?
Wedding planner.
Ooh, yeah, you'd be good at that. You got islands in the stream.
Woo-hoo!
So did I.
The stream.
This is your very romantic. And your life is extremely relationship-based.
Relationship,
yes. And you tend to make decisions that keep your friends and husband happy.
Yes, that's true.
And you're always thinking of new and exciting ways to spice up your life, both in the real world and the bedroom. See? People are envious of your ability to connect with your significant other, but they still feel comfortable coming to you for relationship advice.
Oh!
Look at you!
Oh, maybe I should be a marriage counselor.
Marriage counselor?
That sounds fun.
You I got islands in the stream, too.
I can get in everybody's business.
Sing Islands in the Stream for us.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. I used to think it said no one has big feet.
No one. That's hilarious. Hey, did you hear that Monica Lewinsky has a new book out?
No.
I don't know if it's a new book or her first book. I don't know if she's ever written anything before. But she's telling it all. Do you want to read it?
No.
You don't care?
I don't care. I wouldn't pay money for a book. I wouldn't want to support her.
Oh, I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but are you intrigued at all?
No, I really don't want to know. Okay. I really don't want to know what happened. I think there's some things America shouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
See, I would be the kind that would want to read it, but I don't have time to read something like that. I have better things I need to read. But right. I still be like, ooh, I want to know what she has to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I just haven't put a lot of thought into any of that.
Me neither. And the thing is, no one's thinking about it. That was a long time ago.
I haven't wasted much time worrying about her and her blue dress.
But I do think about stuff like that when I watch Scandal.
Yeah. Exactly. But is it happening?
What's that?
I said, is it happening?
No.
The Rock.
No.
All right.
I haven't told you this.
Oh, fantastic.
I think that I'm going on a social media fast.
Okay. You know, we spend so much time on it. I think I could do it.
You know what the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning?
Check Facebook. No, check Twitter.
I check Instagram.
Oh, really? See, you know I don't know how to do the Instagram.
No, you don't, because one time I had to tell Amy that she was posting every single picture.
I had no idea. I thought I was just making the pictures look cute with the little filters.
Uh-huh. And every single one was posted, which there wasn't a big deal. I was just thought it was weird that you posted, like, you know, 10 pictures in a row of your new dog.
I didn't know. That's a big
I'm glad I saved you from doing something inappropriate.
Right? Not that. Come on. You know me. It would not be anything inappropriate.
You almost did something inappropriate the other day with texting your husband.
Yeah. It was Oh, my goodness. He was in a business meeting. And somehow, you know, I don't know all this technology stuff. But somehow his phone got linked to his iPad. The text messages were coming in on his iPad. And he was given a presentation in front of a bunch of people where his iPad, you know, through his iPad. And I had sent him a message that my youngest son, it was right before Easter, had learned it. I said, what did you learn at school today, Slater? He said he learned that Jesus died on the cross in his underwear. And I sent that to John, and it flashed up on the screen while he was in doing his presentation. What if that would have been bad? Not that I would do that.
That's hilarious.
That could go really, really bad. And so he had to call me real quick, and he was like, do not text anything else.
Oh, my gosh.
Call you. So I call you. Yeah.
That's so funny. I have some friends that do text some things to each other that it would be inappropriate if it came up on a screen in a work meeting.
Right.
Mm-mm. That scares me.
Yeah. No, we don't need any of that.
Like, I always think I don't do that, but what if I hit the wrong Aaron Ivy? Not that I have another Aaron Ivy friend, but
say, how many do you have in your phone?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, going off social media, it's funny. So, you know, people who have real jobs, because we don't. John gets home, and I was like, oh my goodness, did you see what so and so put on Facebook? He's like, no, I haven't. Like, he really doesn't have time. Like, he checks it maybe at night for, you know. And I'm like, that's weird to me when I'm on it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I started to feel as though, for me, it's like, I feel like, oh, if I see that someone shared my blog on Facebook, then it makes me happy.
Oh.
And I started feeling like, why am I letting my emotions ride on social media? You know what I mean? And so I thought, I just need to step back and take a break from this.
Yeah. Well, and I would say I could do it, but I also update Blue Sky, which is Mary's horse therapy group. I update their Facebook profile. And so, if I quit doing that could be bad.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think it just works for me that I'm going to do it right now. But here's the thing. Every day I say I'm going to do it, and then I say tomorrow. Why? Okay. That just shows that it has too much of a hold on me.
What are you waiting on?
Nothing. I just want to check one more time before I do it.
Hey, I'll text you if something good said about you.
Will you?
I'll let you know.
As if something good is said. I mean, that's what's so funny. It's as if I have this big social media presence. I don't. So that's what is so weird.
You know your famous.
Yeah. Famous. Okay, last question that we're going to go. I think I'm going to ask everybody this.
Okay.
I know your answer, but no one else does, so I'll ask you. If you had to choose between being rich and famous, what would you pick?
Rich.
No question?
No, hands down, no question. Yeah.
Why?
I really think it's the introvert in me. Like, I don't want people in my business. I don't want people to know my business. Yeah. Like, if I was famous, I would be able to help more people. But if I was rich, I could help people and no one would know about it. And I think that would be...
You'd rather have that.
Rather have that. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
My mother-in-law is actually coming today.
She's going to give you a massage?
Oh, she doesn't do that anymore, but I wish. She's just coming to hang out for a little while, and that's it.
Well, good.
Yeah. Just sports. You know, Jack's got a game Friday night, Saturday morning, 2 games on Sunday.
Y'all playing baseball?
Baseball and football and spring football.
Oh, spring ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, well... This was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We can
talk. If anyone made it this far in the podcast, it's probably Lois or Karen, our moms. So
it's true.
If you made it this far and you're not Mimi or Nana, thanks.
Yeah. Mom, I'll call you in just a minute.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Hey, and since I'll be off social media, you can share this on social media with your friends.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you think I can do it May, June, and July?
Yeah.
It's stupid that I'm even having to say, like, oh my gosh, you think I can go 3 months without Facebook?
Yeah, for sure you can.
That's so dumb.
For sure you can.
All right, well, you tell me if anything good happens.
I will. That's where I get my news from. That's how I know when stuff goes on, because I don't watch the news.
There you go. Speaking of the news, we don't have time to talk about this, but do you know this about me, that I like to watch those, like, I will follow a case on TV.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like HLN... Well,
I don't do all that.
This case right now, this is Debbie Downer. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. This mom shot and killed her 2 teenagers.
Mm-mm.
And I can't stop watching it.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy. Mm-mm. Anyhow, well, on that note. Amy, thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
The Happy Hour is produced and hosted by myself, Jamie Ivey, with assistance from Nikki Ogden and Ashley Caldwell, and the show is edited by Jason Talley.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. That's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.